morning we revealed our new yearly theme, God's Word is Sufficient. And by this little statement, we simply mean that God's Word is able to meet every spiritual need known to man. The Word of God is able to meet every spiritual need known to mankind. And based upon Psalm 19, verse number 7, the first part of that verse affirms that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your eternal word. And Lord God, we pray as we spend these few moments within your word, I pray that your Holy Spirit will be our guide and be our teacher. And I pray, O Spirit of God, that you would glorify your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his precious name we do pray, amen. The sufficiency of the Word of God is clearly spelled out here within Psalm chapter 19, verses 7 to 10. And we went through and studied this passage of Scripture this morning. And we noted the fact the Word of God, being all-sufficient, has the power to change. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The Word of God is also sufficient enough to provide wisdom to the simple. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And then in verse 8, we noted the fact the Word of God is the means of joy, lasting joy. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Verse 8 goes on to teach, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The Word of God is all sufficient, and God can guide and lead us through His eternal Word. Praise God for that. God leads through His Word. I'm thankful that God does not lead through social networking. Praise God for that. God deliver us. And God leads us through His eternal, inspired Word. It's enlightening. It illumines. And the Word of God is sufficient to guide you into His will. And then the Bible goes on to teach the Word of God is described as the fear of the Lord. Verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The Word of God will produce an awe of God. The Word of God is all about our God. God in His person. God in His workings. And that should create an awe of God, a respect, a reverence for God, which should lead to purity of life and ultimately lead to you and I investing in that which is eternal, enduring forever. And then in verse 9, last but not least, it reads, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. God's Word is true. God's Word is true. You can't always believe what the politicians say, but we can believe everything that God's Word teaches. It's true. It's righteous because God is true and God is righteous. It's true and righteous altogether, and the word of truth and the words of righteousness will produce a life that is lived in truth and a life that is lived in righteousness. The word of God is sufficient, beloved. The word of God has the power to meet the needs of the heart. God elevates His word. And may God, by His grace, help you and I in the power of the Holy Spirit to elevate the Word of God within our lives. Because we have before us that which is supernatural. This is the inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God that I hold in my hand. This is the Word of God. The inspired, inerrant, perfect, preserved Word of God. And we ought to treasure, ought to value the Word of God. And if we do, we will reap the benefits of its sufficiency. And there in Psalm 9, Psalm 19, gives us a little bit of a little bit of insight concerning some of the great benefits of the Word of God in your life and in my life if we will only just read it and meditate upon it and obey it for the glory of God. Turn with me to Psalm 138, please. Psalm 138. Just as a way of introduction, note here in Psalm 138, verse 2, I'm taking care of some review. Just a little introduction now concerning the value of the Word of God. Note here in Psalm 138, verse number 2, it reads, the psalmist said, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Note this next little phrase. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Think about it. Think about it. God refers to his word as truth. For thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word. The word of truth. This is the word of truth. And the Bible teaches us above all thy name. David praises God for the truth of the Word of God. David praises God for the truth of God. And David acknowledges the fact that truth is important to God. God has elevated His Word above His very name. Now just let that sink in. And may that help us to value the Word of God. And the fact that we have the Word of God today. And the Word of God that we have today is truth. And because it is truth, it is all sufficient. God's Word is sufficient. The Word of God is able to meet your needs. The Word of God is able to meet my needs because the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The Word of God is all sufficient, and the Word of God is able to meet every need spiritual known to mankind. And God has elevated His Word above His very name. And may God help us in the power of the Holy Spirit to elevate the Word of God in 2017. To value the Word of God and to understand in conscious reality that we have in our grasp the eternal Word of God. God's love letter for you and I. God's love letter that is flawless. It's perfect. It's flawless. And it's able to meet every need within the heart of man. And that's a great comfort. That's an encouragement to you and I as Bible-believing Christians. We don't need to rest in the traditions of some church or the writings of some past individual. We can rest our faith fully and wholly upon the Word of God. Solo Scripturae, only the Word of God. The Word of God is all sufficient to meet your needs, to meet my needs, because the law of the Lord is perfect. Now with that little introduction, I'd like to just highlight some areas that we will cover in 2017, affirming the fact that the Word of God is sufficient. The Word of God is able to meet our spiritual needs. So we're just going to just highlight some of these areas, and by God's grace, unless the Lord Jesus chooses to come before, and I won't mind, we will plow away and tackle some of these main areas and prove the sufficiency of the Word of God within these areas. Now, we don't have time to cover every area that the Word of God is sufficient in. That's your responsibility. That's my responsibility. As we read our Bibles daily, say amen. As we read our Bibles daily, in the morning and at night, have biblical quiet times, beloved. Start off right the first day of the new year. Joshua said, I will meditate in thy law of the Lord day and night. Amen. Amen, Pastor. Good preaching. Let's be biblical in 2017. Let's start the day in the Word of God. Let's end the day in the Word of God. You'll sleep better, believe you me. Yes, you'll sleep better. You'll have sweeter dreams. You won't have nightmares. Fill your mind with the Word of God before you go to bed. It will benefit you. Start the day with the Word of God. End the day with the Word of God, because the Bible is the eternal Word of God. It's all sufficient. It's able to meet your needs and my needs as well. Let's note some of these areas that we'll cover during the course of this year by the grace of God. Well, the Word of God is sufficient to produce spiritual growth and leadership ability. That's a good place to start, is it not? The Word of God is able to produce spiritual growth and leadership ability. And that's affirmed in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's go there for a moment. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's read after two together. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, 1 and 2. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So the Bible teaches us very clearly that God's Word is inspired of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, is of benefit. Benefit for what? Doctrine, teachings. Beneficial for reproof, telling us where we've gone wrong. For correction, how to get right. And for instruction in righteousness, how to stay right, how to live right. To what end? Verse 17, that the man of God, you cannot become a man of God, a woman of God, without the Word of God. That the man of God, you need to spend time within the pages of this book. If you and I are to become men and women of God, that the man of God may be what? Perfect, mature. This is not in reference to sinless perfection, it's referring to maturity, spiritual maturity. The Word of God will mature the child of God. And beyond maturity, thoroughly furnished. The word furnished there means to equip, train, equipped unto all good works. So the Word of God is sufficient to produce spiritual growth and leadership ability. We'll be focusing upon that during the course of this year. The Word of God is sufficient to produce spiritual growth and leadership ability. The Word of God will bring about maturity spiritually, and the Word of God will equip us, furnish us to serve God effectively. Also, the Word of God is sufficient to be published to the lost. The Word of God is sufficient to be published to the lost. Note there in Psalm 68, please. Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse number 11. Psalm 68, verse 11 reads, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it, those that declared it. God has given us His word, and God has called us to do what with it? To declare it, to proclaim it. The Word of God is sufficient to be published to the lost, because the Word of God makes the salvation plain and simple. The gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is man's only hope for forgiveness, is man's only hope of eternal life, is man's only hope of peace and joy everlasting. It's found in the gospel of peace. The Word of God is sufficient to be published to the lost. It is God's Word that we are to preach. And the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation." This book is sufficient. The message of hope, salvation contained within the pages of the Word of God is sufficient to save men, women, and children from sin. Praise God for that. The Mormons don't have that hope. Islam doesn't have that hope. Buddhism doesn't have that hope. The Roman Catholic Church doesn't have that hope. But we as Bible-believing Christians have hope in God. This is God's Word. God gave His Word. The Lord gave the Word, and great was the company of those that published it. And I'd like to think that during the course of this year, that our church family would more so be involved in publishing the Word of God, publishing the Gospel of Jesus Christ to the four corners of the world. There are 265 recognized countries of the world. By God's grace, unless Jesus comes back before, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a missionary in every country of the world? Amen. Amen. And may God give us such a vision that God has given us His Word to publish His Word, to declare His Word. God has given us a mandate to go and preach the gospel, and God has given us the message to proclaim. And it's an all-sufficient message. It's eternal life. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Praise God for that. The Word of God is sufficient to produce spiritual growth and leadership ability. The Word of God is sufficient to be published to the lost because it gives us the hope of eternal life. Also, the Word of God is sufficient to perfect the family, to mature the family. Note there in Deuteronomy chapter 6, please. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 9. The Bible teaches us concerning the preeminence of God's Word within the home and the need for the Word of God to be elevated within the home. Note here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, 6 to 9, "These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Verse 7, "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in the house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." God instructed His people that the Word of God needs to be preeminent within every Bible-believing home. God said to His people, the Word of God needs to be elevated. The Word of God needs to be evident within our homes. It needs to be taught within the homes, and it needs to be evident within each of our homes. The Word of God is sufficient to perfect the family. The Word of God teaches us how to have strong, healthy Christian families. God's Word must be preeminent. If the Word of God is preeminent within our homes, then we will have strong homes, strong families. You realize most people that suffer from psychiatric issues, it all stems back to a broken home. All stems back to a broken home. The disappointment in the home. And that has been that which has ignited issues within that person's life. The home is so important. And the Word of God is sufficient to perfect the home. And we'll make time to show you how. The Word of God is also sufficient in persevering in the test of time. The Word of God is preserved. It's a persevering Word. Note there in 1 Peter chapter 1, please. 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm just trying to whet your appetite for the coming year. Just encourage you to come back to church beyond the first Sunday of the new year. The Word of God is sufficient to persevere. It's a persevering Word. It's a preserved Word. And it's persevered in the test of time. Note there in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 to 25. Let's read together, please, after 2. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 to 25. 1 and 2. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The word of the Lord endureth forever. And during the course of this year, we'll be noting the word of God has persevered. It's persevered in the test of time. God has preserved His Word. God has provided His Word. And we still have the Word of God today. The Word of God is sufficient. It not only produces growth and leadership ability, it is sufficient to be published to the lost. It is sufficient to perfect the family. It is sufficient to persevere the test of time, but also the Word of God is sufficient to purify the mind. The Word of God is sufficient to purify the mind. Then in Romans chapter 12, the Bible reminds us that we need to have our minds renewed. Romans chapter 12, please. Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The Word of God is sufficient to purify our minds. Our minds need renewal, and God's Word is powerful enough to renovate our mind, that we might know His will, that which is good and acceptable and perfect before God. The Word of God is sufficient to purify our minds. The Word of God is also sufficient in proving itself true. Proving itself true. Go back to Psalm 119, please. Back to the Psalms. Are you still with me? Okay, Psalm 119, please, verse number 160. The whole of this chapter, Psalm 119, all 176 verses, minus from memory, 4 verses, refer to the Word of God directly. So there's a good study for you, to go through this chapter, noting what God has to say about His Word. And if that doesn't convince you the Word of God is sufficient, I'm not sure what will. But for the sake of time, look at verse number 160 of Psalm 119. Let's read together, please, after 2, 1 and 2. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. The Bible teaches us his word is what? True. The word of God is true. The word of God is not false. The word of God is a recording of God's words. The word of God is truth. God does not lie. It's contrary to his nature. It's contrary to his workings. The word of God is sufficient. It is sufficient to prove itself true. The word of God proves itself true by changing lives. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The word of God has proven itself true in known history today. Provable history today harmonizes with the word of God. Doesn't contradict the word of God. I remember years ago there was these skeptics that mocked at the reliability of the word of God, because the word of God has much to say about these a people group called the Hittites, and that was a means of attacking the word of God. But history, the word of God has just proven itself true, and history affirms beyond doubt that there were a people known as the Hittites, and they were a powerful people group. See, the word of God is true, beloved. The word of God is sufficient to prove itself true. We have countless prophecies that have all come true. And praise God, there are prophecies yet to be filled by the grace of God. Archaeology is constantly affirming the fact that the word of God is true. Quickly, go to Joshua chapter 11. Let me give you one example. For those of us that will have the privilege of going to Israel in a month and a half or less, we will see evidence of this. Joshua chapter 11. Joshua chapter 11. Note then verses 11 to 13. God told Joshua to destroy the city of Hazor. Hazor was a city up north of Israel. And God said to Joshua, in destroying this city, I want you to destroy this city by fire. But not the city surrounding it, by fire. Note here in Joshua chapter 11, verses 11 to 13, and they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was not any left to breathe, and he burnt Hazor with fire. And all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them, did Joshua take and smote them with the edge of the sword. He utterly destroyed them as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded. But as for the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burned none of them, save Hazor only, that did Joshua burn. So God specifically said to Joshua, you are to destroy the inhabitants of this wicked Canaanite city, city by the name of Hazor, but you are not to destroy the other cities in the same way by fire. Today, if you go to the ruins of Hazor, you will see evidence that this city was destroyed by fire. You'll see it. Those of you that will join me in Israel next month, you'll see it. You'll see it. There it is. Exactly what God had told Joshua, Joshua did. And the Bible says that only Hazor was destroyed by fire. See, the word of God is sufficient to prove itself true. Very exciting. Very exciting that they are, to this very day, the archaeology is just constantly just bringing up evidence proving the sufficiency, the truth of the Word of God. That's just one example. Exciting example. The Word of God is sufficient to prove itself true. Let's move along. The Word of God is sufficient to propagate revival. Propagate revival. Quickly, 2 Chronicles chapter 34. Verses 18 to 21. Under King Josiah's leadership, the Word of God was rediscovered. And as the Word of God was brought before King Josiah and read before him, God did a spiritual work in Josiah's life and within the heart and life of the nation of Israel. Note then verse 18, it reads, "Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikim, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan, the scribe, and Asher, a servant of the king, saying, Go inquire of the Lord for me, and for them that are left in Israel and in Judea concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book." So God used his word to bring about revival, revival. We need revival. There must be life before there can be relife. And for those of us that are in Christ Jesus, for those of us that have the life of the Spirit, we need revival on a daily basis. And as you and I spend time in the Word of God, each morning, each evening, God will revive us. Because the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is sufficient to propagate revival. Also, the Word of God is sufficient in that it gives unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Quickly, 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Let's read together please after 2. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. 1 and 2. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So God has given to us great and precious promises. Exceeding, the Bible teaches us, exceeding great and precious promises. The Word of God is sufficient to give unto us exceeding great and precious promises. God has given us countless promises in the Word of God. How many? Well, it's been estimated that there are approximately 7,500 promises God gives to man. 7,500 of them. Now, there's another good project for 2017. Got to dig out all those promises. That'll keep us busy. Amen. That'll keep you off Facebook. Amen. And in the book, in the Word, instead of becoming more selfish, you'll become more like Jesus Christ by focusing upon Christ in the Word of God. 7,500 promises God gives to man. Now, many of these promises are in the form of prophecies, covenant promises, but many are very practical promises. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. That's a practical promise. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. What about 2 Timothy 1:7? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of what? Sound mind. Hallelujah, a sound mind. The Word of God will keep your mind sound. Don't be the next one that winds up down to the psychiatric center. Fill your mind with the Word of God. The Word of God is sufficient. Cast out fear and fill our hearts and lives with a sound mind, love, power, and of a sound mind. The Word of God is full of exceeding great and precious promises. Do you believe that? Amen. Well, let's spend time in the book. Get a little notebook and start writing down the promises of God. That'll keep you busy. Amen. The Word of God is sufficient to give unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Wow, that's good King James English. Exceeding great, precious promises. The Word of God. The Word of God is also sufficient to reveal God's plan for our lives. Colossians chapter 1, please. I'm almost done. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Verse number 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Wow, all of this is a byproduct of being filled with the knowledge of His will. So within the center of His will, the Word of God teaches us in verses 10 and 11, the benefits of the knowledge of His will. Can you see that? We'll walk in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. We'll be fruitful. We'll be filled with wisdom. We will be joyful, patience, long-suffering. Wow, some wonderful benefits in knowing the will of God. And I'd like to encourage you this evening by simply saying, the Word of God is sufficient to reveal God's plan for your life. The Word of God is sufficient. We must begin with His general will, to simply obeying His general will. If you don't obey His general will, you will never fully understand and know His perfect will for your life. Amen, Pastor. Thank you. You get that? If you are not obeying His general will, that which God has clearly spelled out in the Word of God, for example, pray without ceasing. Meditate in the Word of God day and night. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. This goes on and on. Forgive. Be kind one to another. That's so clear. That's His general will. That's where we begin. We obey His general will, and from there God leads us into His perfect will. Don't expect God to reveal His perfect will when you are not obeying His general will. Not how God works. The Word of God is sufficient. And also, we don't have time tonight, but during the course of the year, we'll also be noting that the Word of God is sufficient to predict and provide a Saviour. Countless prophecies throughout the pages of the Scriptures that point towards the Lord Jesus Christ, the pre-existent One, His birth, His character, His ministry, His death, His resurrection, His ascension, His coming again. The Word of God is sufficient to predict and provide a Saviour. The Word of God is sufficient to reveal God's plan for my life. The Word of God is sufficient to give unto us exceeding great and precious promises. The Word of God is sufficient to propagate revival. The Word of God is sufficient to prove itself true. The Word of God is sufficient to purify the mind. The Word of God is sufficient to persevere in the test of time. The Word of God is sufficient to perfect the family. The Word of God is sufficient to be published to the lost. And the Word of God is sufficient to produce spiritual growth and leadership ability. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The Word of God is sufficient. And let me close with Psalm 19 once again. From verses 11 to 14. Psalm 19, verses 11 to 14. Concerning the sufficiency of the Word of God. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. The Word of God warns us. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. Obedience to the Word, God will reward us. Verse 12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. The Word of God has the power to expose our sin and our selfishness. Verse 18, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be right, be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. The Word of God is able to keep us from becoming a victim of sin. And then look at verse 14. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Question, how can the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to the Lord? By filling our lives with the Word of God. By filling our lives with the Word of God. Then the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be pleasing to the Lord. God's Word is sufficient. That's our focus for 2017. So join with me as we spend time in this blessed supernatural book and affirm the fact that the Word of God is able to meet every need spiritual known to mankind. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. May God create a renewed thirst and hunger for His Word in 2017. You won't regret it. Let's bow for prayer.